Jabiru is any bandage, plaster, cast, medicine, and etc. on any injury or supporting injury. When a person has a jabira and they need to do wudu, ghusl, or tayammum, there are special rules that need to be done. Wudu al-jabira therefore means wudu on a bandage or splint. Similarly, ghusl al-jabira means ghusl with a bandage or a splint. When to do wudu al-jabira only. If you have a bandage on the body parts where wudu is normally done and it does not cover completely, then you need to do wudu al-jabira. For example, the face, the hands, the feet, and the head are partly covered as shown. Then you will only need to do wudu al-jabira. When to do both wudu al-jabira and tayammum. If a jabira bandage covers a major part where wudu is normally done, then you will need to do both wudu and tayammum. For example, the face, hands, feet, and head are mostly covered as shown. Then you will need to do wudu and tayammum. So how do we perform jabira wudu? When a person has a wound, cut, or broken limb, if water can be brought to the skin and is not harmful, then wudu should be done in a normal manner. If water is harmless and the bandage can be opened, or if the water can be taken underneath the plaster or bandage, provided that it is clean tahir, that should be done, i.e. pour enough water to go through the jabira. If the water is harmful, or the part of the body is covered with a bandage that cannot be removed, a wet hand should be wiped over the bandage, plaster or splint if it is tahir. If the bandage is not waterproof and water may affect it, then put a plastic bag over the cast, then perform the wiping of wudu over the plastic bag. If the bandage is najis and cannot be removed, a clean piece of cloth should be placed over the affected part of the body and the wet hand should be wiped over that clean cloth. The surrounding uncovered and unaffected areas should be washed or wiped in the normal manner. If, on the parts of the body that are to be washed or wiped in wudu, there is no injury but water is harmful for some other reason, then tayammum alone should be performed. How to perform jabira tayammum? If a person does not have water or needs to do tayammum instead of wudu or ghusl, but also has an injury or burn on the forehead or on the back of the hand, i.e. the parts on which tayammum are usually done, and it is not possible to remove the bandage, then he or she should strike the palm on the ground as is usually done in tayammum, but then rub the palm over the bandage instead of the skin. How to perform jabira ghusl? Ghusl with jabira follows the same logic as wudu and tayammum. When it is possible, wash as normally done in ghusl the unaffected parts of the body and wipe only with water the injured and bandaged parts. Put a plastic bag over the cast if it cannot get wet and continue ghusl as normal over the bag. If even that is not possible and ghusl becomes wajib, then tayammum can be done in the place of ghusl.